Blog Talk Radio.
Big 12 Nation, what's going on, man? Oh, wow. Or I should say, ladies and gents, another year. Unbelievable. It's 2019, that quick. And we're back. The nation is back, man. I'm really excited about this year, guys. So I'm starting with Kansas because we have a lot of goofy stuff going on in the media right now, so we got to get to politics first. It's sad that we have to talk about politics before we can talk about sports in 2019, but that's the game we're playing these days. So what I'm going to say is when they did media days a couple weeks ago, or was it last week? I can't remember. Days going by so quick at the last days of July. Next week, everybody's kids will be doing sports in two-a-days, or you'll be going back to work or professional development or wherever you live at. Traffic will get worse because school. But Les Miles, the national media, gave him a hard time about some kid who he had to suspend for some incident with some girl. And I remember Les Miles goes and he says, a man should never hit a woman. I'm going to fix this right now. No human being should ever hit another human being. Man or woman, keep your damn hands to yourself. See, with this whole situation with Tyreek Hill in the NFL, and you see all these simps out here trying to defend and make a big deal about certain things. To me, I say this, and y'all know I always say this, these are the guys in college who sat in a room and played on the computer or sat from afar, had low confidence or low self-esteem. So they're always sympathizing with women. Whereas me, I was around college athletes. I saw the stuff women did. They know what they're doing. They know what relationships they're looking for. Stop. Like, if your pen is your sword and you're a writer, write for truth. Don't write for rhetoric. Don't write for trying to sway to get somebody in trouble because you're a simp. And with the whole Tyreek Hill thing, it should teach athletes one thing, why you should never trust media, because they're not in it to tell the truth like they claim they're in it. They're in it to push their agenda. My thing is, I see it down the middle. There's some athletes who are abusive and they do dumb stuff, and because they got money and power, they do stuff. But then there's a lot of chicks who go after that and they know what they're getting into, and they want to be in a relationship with a jock, and you got to get what comes with the territory. If you don't like that, you can get a guy to work at Walmart that'll buy you flowers every week and rub your feet. If not, then you know what comes with dating an athlete. And a lot of chicks try and play that game. And I just don't like how they try to make Les Miles look bad, and just the comments I see people make and the goofies. I was like, guys, just shut up. Like, stop always trying to make Les Miles look goofy. Okay, I'll take that back. He is goofy. But stop always trying to make, like, not take him serious. He is a good coach. Like, at the end of the day, his record stands for itself. He's a good coach. Stop nitpicking. Stop being childish. Stop being petty. And I just think the media looks for stuff, and they try so hard to be funny when it comes to Les Miles, and it's not funny. Then they try to use that whole situation with the Kansas player, with the incident he had with the girl, and it's just like, guys, just leave the politics alone, all right? It was an incident, they're kids, dumb stuff is going to happen, but know both sides of the story and stop always jumping on Captain Saver, you know what, and putting a cape on, trying to save a bunch of women that don't want to be saved, because if it was you to try to take her out on a date, she laughs at you. So now you want to be a writer and try, like, you shouldn't have that little confidence or low self-esteem as a man. If you're trying to do something right and somebody's being abusive, that's one thing. But if you're just being a simp, that's a problem. And it's a lot of simps in sports media right now who just want to act like it's one side of the story. All right, so let's check out Kansas' schedule. Indiana State first week, Coastal Carolina second week. All right, so if Les Miles can win these two games, he's headed in the right direction, because there's something David Betty can do. David Beatty would always lose at home to like a North Dakota State or a South Dakota or FCS school, and then they'd finish 2-1 or 1-1. If he can win these first two games, I'm not sure where the Boston College game is at. I'll have to look that up. But when if they can win those two games, that'd be huge. And after that, they got West Virginia. I don't know how good West Virginia is going to be without Dana Holgorsen. I know they say this guy is a good coach, but new chemistry, new year can still lead to disaster. TCU, I think, will be tough. They'll be better. They probably won't have a chance winning that game. Next week, they don't have a prayer against Oklahoma with Jalen Hurts. Texas is on fire right now. Tom Herman, you know, Sam Ellinger, that's a big deal. We'll talk about the quarterback situation at Texas soon. Texas Tech, they could have a chance to beat them. Matt Wells is a great coach. I think he's going to do great things at Texas Tech down the road. He may even get close to where Leach had him at one point, but I don't think in his first year it's going to be a fun year. Kansas State, next week, Coach Klein, hell of a coach. North Dakota State, still up in the air, still got to see how they do. After that, they got Oklahoma State, no chance. Following week, Iowa State, no chance. And then Baylor, their final week. And that's 50-50, but I still see the coach at Baylor trying to keep his situation going because he had a rough first year. Last year, he got a bowl game and a winning bowl game at that versus a solid, you know, team like Vanderbilt out the SEC. So he's done some good things at Baylor. So I don't know how Les Miles will do. But the point I'm trying to get why I zoom through the schedule so quick, guys, is I think it's important that Kansas get 4 wins. If Kansas gets 4 wins this year, and I know that's pretty bad, somebody going 4-8 is a good thing. But at Kansas, that's a great thing. The point I'm trying to get across, if Les Miles goes 4-8 this year, that's good. And if they go 4-8 next year, where they consistently beat 2 Big 12 opponents, that's good. Then the third year, they get 3 Big 12 opponents, and they go 3-6 in the conference, and then they win 3 games, like out-of-conference games, and Les Miles does the scheduling. So instead of that being Boston College, have like an Indiana State, a Coastal Carolina, and another school like Kent State or Eastern Michigan or University of Idaho or something like that, right? So you got 3 wins going in. And then if you can compete with Big 12 teams where they're not just blowing you out and they know it's a win, and it's like, okay, now we actually have to beat Kansas. Then the lower-tier Big 12 teams, you beat at home and you stay neck and neck with them and you squeeze out 3 Big 12 wins. Now you're going 6-6 every year. And if you go 6-6 a couple years and go to a bowl game, one of those years that's going to turn to 8-4 and then 9-3. And then maybe Coach Miles can have Kansas back to where Mangino had it at. And when you think about Mangino, how I was talking about politics earlier in the podcast, it's the same reason he left. He didn't leave because he did something technically really wrong or bad. I think the people wanted him going anyway. But he didn't really leave because he did something really technically wrong or bad. He had to leave because somebody didn't like pretty much something he said or did, but it wasn't like NCAA violation bad. Like, so it's weird what schools will fire somebody for and what they'll keep them for these days. It's like nothing consistent. It's like so down the middle. It's crazy. And it's all because of bad media there. You know, for example, guys, I'll say this and then I'll get out of here. And let me know what you think on the Facebook page. Can Kansas win 4 games this year? Or do y'all see him winning 3 or only 2? If they win 3 or 4 games, they've done a great job. Sorry. And if they do better than that, that's amazing. Like, if Kansas wins 5 games this year, Les Miles is Big 12 Coach of the Year. I'm sorry. He's Big 12 Coach of the Year if they win 5 games. That's amazing for Kansas. But the point I'm trying to make is just like – I want this Big 12 Nation, the website, and I want this to be the media, the voice of the people of who are fair. If a guy is a jerk and he's treating a woman bad, that's one thing. But if a woman's playing that game where she wants to be with an athlete, she wants to be with a jock, and then she sees how quick she can be replaced, and then she twists it into, I've been hit on, I'm a victim, I'm this, I'm that. Like, even with, back to the Tyreek Hill situation, why would you even be dating a girl who would secretly record you? Like, that's just weird. It just shows you, like, these chicks have ulterior motives. And I don't understand why in 2019, when all these guys see this in these women, why they can't pick better women. Why they can't they pick better women? If it's a woman that's low-key, she doesn't have a bunch of social media posts, she likes to be out the spotlight, there's plenty of pretty women like that. That's who you want. All these chicks who want to post on Instagram and show off to their friends that they're dating an athlete, that's not who you want, because if you dump them, they're going to be so embarrassed because their chest was sticking out so far because they got their prized possession that they're going to turn themselves into a victim, and then it's going to end up getting you suspended, whether you were right or wrong. So I really hope that's what we take from Big 12 Nation, man. We are honest people. If you're wrong and you're beating on a woman, you're wrong. But if you're just lying because you're a groupie and you want and you don't have no other way to provide for yourself financially, or you're too prideful to go work at Walmart now that you're not dating somebody that can sponsor you, then whose fault is that? Pick a better guy. It's a bank teller guy. It's a guy who's a manager at McDonald's. There's a guy who's a construction worker. Plenty of guys are all around the country that'll treat you good. And if you want an athlete, good for you. But know what comes with an athlete. If you don't want one, you want a regular guy, then just be respectful. But this whole innocent, I'm a victim stuff, it has to stop. So that's all I wanted to say, guys. Kansas, 4-8, 3-9. Sorry it was so political, but it's just like as soon as you turn on sports talk radio every morning, it's this guy did this or he said this, and it's just so politically charged. And it's just like, hey, man, look, whatever happened to guys getting back to stats and facts and listening to callers' opinions? When did it just become, let me shout at everybody about how bad this is for the NFL or how bad a person this is? You know, it's a mess. Big 12 Nation, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'll either come back with the Texas preview or the Texas Tech preview. And I know Oklahoma preview will be hyped with Jalen Hurts. That's going to be fun. I honestly can't wait for that rivalry game because, man, when they meet in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas this year, Hurts versus Sam Ellinger, man. All right, guys, Big 12 Nation, like the page. Kansas, let's see if Coach Miles can get them back. Peace out.